From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. BYU has updated its honor code to eliminate the clause that bans homosexual behavior. The previous version of the honor code allowed for what it called homosexual orientation, but said that students were prohibited from, quote, all forms of physical intimacy that give expression to homosexual feelings. Now the entire section relating to homosexuality has been removed. Riley Madrian is a BYU senior and a member of the student group Restore Honor, which has been working to reform the honor code. She says one of their main priorities was to have straight and LGBT students treated equally for the same offense.
We definitely feel like we've been heard. The administration has been great with working with us. There's still more things that we need to work on, but this is definitely a huge win for students here at BYU.
The school still bans any sexual relations outside of a heterosexual marriage. A Utah House committee is divided over whether to require restorative justice for minors who make threats against a school. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
The bill in question, sponsored by Democratic Representative Andrew Stoddard, makes threatening a school its own crime, prosecuted as a misdemeanor. Under the legislation, if a minor makes the threat, the school would put them through a restorative justice program rather than the court system. That can include something like group discussions with victims. And if they determine the program's not working, Stoddard says the school can then refer the case to juvenile court.
This bill has been drafted in a way that will not increase the school-to-prison pipeline. Ultimately, I want this bill to help kids by providing them with a greater picture of the consequences of their actions.
But Republican members of the House Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Committee were against requiring districts to use these kinds of programs. Members voted 7-4 to delete all mentions of restorative justice after a motion by Republican Representative Kim Coleman.
This is just a problematic policy that prescribes for schools a particular paradigm that not every school might choose.
The committee, however, did not vote on whether to pass the amended bill. They've held it and could still make changes to it at a later meeting. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A Utah State Republican is pushing a resolution to condemn its neighbor, Colorado, if voters there decide to pass a November initiative to reintroduce gray wolves into the Southern Rockies. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
It appears the resolution is just a finger wag at Colorado. But sponsor and Representative Logan Wild is frustrated.
This is the public going out and introducing wolves randomly, and we don't think that's a good plan.
Wild is concerned that the wolves will cross Colorado's border and introduce a host of issues for neighboring Utah. A handful of wolves have naturally trickled into Colorado and northeastern Utah from Wyoming recently, but Wild calls the Colorado initiative a, quote, artificial reintroduction, which will increase the animals' numbers exponentially. This vexes Rick Ritter. He's the campaign spokesman for the Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund.
Wolves were here long before man in the Rocky Mountains, in the southern Rocky Mountain region. So the notion that it's artificial is particularly egregious.
Wolves were initially reintroduced in Yellowstone and Idaho back in the mid-1990s. If Coloradans do vote to reintroduce wolves there, state wildlife officials would then begin working on a plan to restore and manage the animals. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
More than 3,000 rural homes, farms, and businesses in Duchesne and Uinta counties will get access to broadband internet thanks to a new program. The ReConnect pilot program, established by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, will provide grants and loans to help rural communities cover the costs of installing broadband facilities. Broadband Now, an internet service provider, says nearly 600 people in Duchesne and Uinta counties don't have any access to the internet. An American woman charged with human trafficking for allegedly attempting to smuggle a six-day-old baby out of the Philippines inside a sling bag has been arrested on an additional count of kidnapping. Jennifer Talbot from Utah, who was out on bail while facing the human trafficking charge, was presented to a reporter in Manila Wednesday by officials from the National Bureau of Investigation. She said she objected to the press conference without her attorney and the embassy present. Prosecutors say she planned to board a Delta Airlines flight to the U.S. with the baby on September 4th. After discovering the child, airline staff called immigration personnel who arrested Talbot at the airport. A correction note, A Monday evening newscast misstated the schedule of the Bellwether Rhodes trial. The ongoing case focuses on the legal status of 15 roads on public lands in Kane County. Attorneys representing the United States began to make their case today after lawyers representing the state of Utah and Kane County gave their closing arguments. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.